Hear me? Yes.
Yeah. So good.
So basically, it's so good to have another kid at church, because you're going to hear my daughter screaming and shouting. It's good that it won't be the only one. So feel free if your kids are talking. And yes, just for example, I just prepared my notice, and suddenly Elena, she found a pen. So, and that's life. But yes, she is adorable. We came to this morning, and we were talking to Elena, where are we going? Yes, we're going to church. Daddy and Mommy loves church. Do you know that? That's a really important place for us. And we came teaching and talking to her how glad we were that we were coming to church. So you might see her really happy. It's because her parents are really happy to be here this morning. And I hope that you are at the same time. Before I start, I want to make an official invitation to one person this morning. So it's recorded. So I can't take it back, okay? We have, throughout our week, we have our catalyst. It's our youth group. And I have over here, so Gabriela and Jonah, can you just have a stand quickly, please? Just to wave. Yeah. Yes. They are, thank you very much. They are part of our youth meetings we have every Tuesday. So pray for us. We are meeting in person over here. They are amazing. Gabriela, you might be seeing her a few times over here ministering on this keyboard, and she's an anointing woman of God. And I want to make an official invitation now to Jonah. So Jonah, the next time I'm preaching, I want to make an invitation to you to join me and share with me over here. So pray for it. You don't need to accept, okay? And please don't your parents don't kill me, okay? But I just felt it would be really good, because when this guy is talking at Catalyst, you have no idea how I feel blessed. I was telling a calf last Tuesday, when this guy talks, I feel the presence of God. So you need to listen to this guy talking, because it's amazing how you feel the presence of God. So John and my friends, we just made an agreement. He needs to stop growing. He needs to stop growing because he's already taller than me. It's not difficult. My microphone is here. It's not difficult for someone to be taller than me, but yeah, so okay, so stop growing, okay? Thank you very much. So good to be here. So good to see your face. I'm sending a love from Ross on Y, where we are mainly on Sundays. But it's really good. It's really good to be here and talking about something that is really important for us as a church. We're talking about loving one another. I think there's one, just the art of this next season. So we're talking about living stones and loving each other. And I have some, let me just pray. Holy Spirit, you know my heart, and you know what you have put in my heart, and you know how much I love this church, and my family loves this church. So whatever we speak this morning, help us, please, to make your gospel clear and the intention of our heart clear. In the name of Jesus, help us. Amen. Yes, because this morning, I want to start telling you maybe some bad news for some people, but actually is a revelation word for all of us. Because sometimes we think, Psalms 19 says that all the creation reveals, so good to see Levi here. Yeah, the mask is difficult to see sometimes, but he's a remarkable guy. How can someone, even with a mask, can identify him? Yeah, I'm sorry. I make people embarrassed. That's me. But yes, so the truth is, the Psalm 19 says that all the creation reveals God. It says like this, the heavens declare the glory of God, the skies proclaim the work of his hands. So sometimes we think that we need the church to see God. Sometimes we think that we need the church to contemplate God. And I'm going to bring you to start some bad news somehow. You don't need the church to see God. You don't need the church to see the power of God. You don't need to come to church every day, every Sunday, to have a sort of relationship with God. Because God is everywhere. And actually, if you want to see God and his power and his authority and how his hand is upon everything, I suggest you to be outside the church. Go to the River Wye. It's beautiful. see the sunset over there, you're going to see powerfully how God is. So you don't need necessarily to be in the church to see God. Actually, it's even worse, the reality. You don't need Jesus to see God. Because Jesus is not the way to God. We keep thinking that Jesus made a way for us to meet God. Let me tell you something. Jesus says on the chapter 14 of John that he is the way, the truth, and the life. But he is the way to what? To whom? He is not the way to God. He says, I am the way to the... Thank you very much. Jesus is the way to the Father. Jesus is the way to the Father. And that changed totally our perspective on how we relate. Because if you want just... for some people, it's okay for them just to be relating to God. For them is enough. But for those who understand that God is also the Father, we need to understand there is no other way for me to have a relationship with the Father but through Jesus. Because Jesus is the only one who can show the Father. So if I want to see the Father, we've been talking a few months already about the love of the Father. If I want to have a relationship with the Father, I need to understand that I need to love Jesus and I need to follow Jesus. And I need, more than anything, I need to come up to a position where I love what Jesus loves. It's beautiful, this revelation, because when Jesus is talking to Peter in Matthew, he says, Peter, who do you say I am? Everyone knows this quote, right? So it's Matthew 16, if I'm wrong. So Peter says, Jesus says, Peter, who do you say I am? Who people say I am over there? Ah, you are a prophet, you are, but who do you say I am? So Peter stops and he says, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. And then Jesus replies to him, Peter, what you are saying is not something you can understand by your flesh. What you are saying is something that the Father revealed to you. And upon this revelation, sometimes you think that Peter is the rock and he is the example. But Jesus said that upon this revelation, upon this word, he was building the church. So the church is being built on a revelation of a Father to his children. That's why God is building the church. That's why we are here in the church, because there is a purpose for us to be united in a common unity with one another. I see a lot of people, I remember a few, maybe 2 or 3 years ago, someone on my Facebook, she posted a quote. I'm translating to English because it was in Portuguese, but she said something like this, I give up the church. I don't want to relate to the church anymore. I'm not giving up on God, but I am giving up on church. I'm not giving up on Jesus, but I am giving up on church because, you know, I'm frustrated too long and for me it's enough. And I have a terrible news for someone who says that. It's impossible for you to love Jesus and relate to the Father if you don't love what Jesus loves. If you want. Because then, John 14, 23, Jesus says like this, anyone loves me, this person needs to obey my teaching. And my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. There is no way for us to have full access to the Father if I'm not in Jesus and if I don't love what Jesus loves. And what does Jesus love? The church. What did Jesus give his life for? The church. So if I want to be with the Father, I need to love the church. I need to give my life for one another. Otherwise, I will be still relating to God. But the promise, the purpose of God is to be known as a Father. And for me to know, live with the Father, I need to understand this beginning, this priority. I need to understand. John is a beautiful because Jesus says in two quickly moments, he gives a command to us. So on John 13, he says like this, John 13, 34, he says, a new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. And not being enough, on the chapter 15, he goes and says again, he's talking about the vineyard, he's talking about the tree, and says, and it's beautiful because on the first one, on John 13, he says, I'm giving you a new command. So he says, and it makes us feel that somehow there are like lots of old other commands, old commands. But then on the chapter 15, he clarifies there is only one command. Because he says like this, my command is this. Not I have many commands, and I'm choosing one to talk about it today. No, Jesus says, my command is this one. Love each other as I have loved you. And I love that he says this because the law says, love the others like yourself. That's the law. But Jesus changes a little bit because you may say, but I don't love myself that much. But for Jesus, it doesn't matter. Because even if you don't love yourself that amount of love, Jesus is saying that you need to love the others the same way that he has loved us. So he makes the standard, he makes quite clear what is the level for us. What is the amount of love that I need to have for others. So Jesus is building something. Jesus is building the house of the Father. How beautiful it is. And I don't know, I said to Paulo today that we might share a little bit of how noisy our house can be. Sometimes someone pops in. I discovered the meaning of calling in a really funny way. Andrew White, a few months ago, hello. Andrew White, a few months ago, he sent me a message and said, call around. Thank you very much. I discovered the meaning of call around in a really crazy moment. Because he texted me, and for me, call around, I was thinking that he was, so he texted me, can I call around 8 o'clock? Yes, yes, of course. So I said to Paula, so amor, Andrew will call me around 8 o'clock. Yeah. Yes, so no problem. So we're going to keep doing everything over here. And if you have a house, my friends over there, they might say better. If you have a house with a toddler, no matter how much, you spend your life cleaning the house. Yeah. We clean and we cook and that's it. Because it's really, that's the life. And that's normal because I don't want her to be, she needs to learn to be respectful and everything, but that's life. So he said, I'm going to call around 8 o'clock. So Elena, she sleeps around 8. So it was maybe 7:30. And that day, sometimes she wants to have a bath with us. So that day, I was going to have a bath with my daughter. So I could give her a proper shower and everything. And it was just the end of the day. Elena, she had played with all her toys. And she's still learning how to put them back. We're still teaching. So you can imagine how was my living room. It was really messy. And it was before this new lockdown, so we could be allowed to receive someone at home inside. So suddenly, I was getting into the shower, and I received a message from Andrew saying, I'm just leaving the house. I said, oh my goodness, Andrew's coming here, and he will see my house. And he will see the mess that is in my house. So I said, I just handed Elena to Paula. I said, you handle this. And I went to organize put on some clothes, and I went to organize the living room because there was no place to sit in the sofa whatsoever. And sometimes when we talk about loving one another, when we're talking about Jesus building the house, Jesus building a community, we don't understand the meaning of house. Because my house, I don't know your house, but my house, I'm going to tell you a little bit how is my house. My house, if you pop over there, if you call around, without notice, you might find the house really organized because we try to clean all the time. But there's a huge possibility that you're going to find out my house, all the toys all around. You might find my house smelling really, really good because we are making a really good Brazilian food. But there is a possibility as well that you might smell something weird if you come without notice. We have one toilet in the house. So there's a possibility that if you pop in into my house, the smell won't be so good. If your house, the smell is always good, you teach me, what do you eat? Because it's impossible. In my house, things will be crazy sometimes. Sometimes we will be laughing so much. If you come to my house, we're going to sit at the sofa and we're going to talk about so many things. I'll probably say something that you're going to feel it's funny and embarrassing at the same time because it's me. You're going to laugh and you're going to feel a little bit red because I'll say something that it's not the right word to say it. And we're going to have a good time together. We're going to laugh and we're going to share time together. And maybe you're going to pop into my house one day and you're going to see ourselves crying a lot because there's a monster of fear knocking on our door. And we don't know what to do. So that's the reality of a house. Jesus is building a house. Jesus is building the church. And the problem is we are turning this thing over here. We are turning this thing over here that should be the expression of a community. That is expression of loving one another, of accepting. Where people won't smell good all the time. And not only, I'm not talking just because not taking shower or something like that. Because sometimes they're going to bring problems, huge problems that they're going to stink. And even if it's not, sometimes I need to clean mess that I didn't do it. That little princess you saw running over here, my friend, when she goes to the toilet. I didn't do that thing. I don't know how to call that thing. It smells terrible. But I need to clean because it still was not my mess. Because it's part of the community. It's part of being responsible for taking the responsibility for me. And somehow we are turning this thing over here that should be our house into something that is totally opposite. So you come to church just to relate to God. And this place is for you to relate not to God, but to the Father. This place over here is for you to relate with everything the Father loves. So there will be consequences of loving one another. There will be consequences of loving one another. I see a lot of people, do you know what we should be talking about church, in church? I was preparing a few slides to present, and I stopped because I was feeling the Holy Spirit telling me to stop. Because sometimes what we are doing, there's nothing wrong. I love slides. I think it's a really graphic way to teach. But sometimes you know what we're missing on our life as a church? Conversation. To sit and talk in a holy way about football. And sometimes what we're doing, I see a lot of people, they're saying over there, and if you're at home, please, I'm not telling about you. But a lot of people, they've been saying that how good it has been to be able to do church at home. For me, I could not wait to bring my daughter back to church. Because I grew up in the church. I saw my parents, they stayed without any salary for a year when they were starting all the social projects in Salvaterra. My parents, they were responsible to start it. And they could not afford, Salvaterra at that time could not afford to pay a salary for my parents. So for over a year, my father and my mother, every month, and with kids, they didn't have one penny. And they didn't have anything missing. I grew up seeing my parents loving the church because they found out that they were loved by Jesus Christ. And sometimes what we are doing is we are trying to take the church, the procedures we do at church, the methodology we do at church, to home. So we want to stop at home and we want to do our service at home and we want to break the bread and wine. There's nothing wrong on those things. But let me tell you something. Don't take the church to your home. bring your home to the church. Bring your house, bring the family, bring the spirit of the house to the church, because this is the environment, this is a place where we should be talking about anything. Sometimes I saw this gentleman over there at the bus. We were so missing each other. It was a long time since we last saw each other, right? When we saw, we did something wrong, we shaked our hands. In the same minute, we sanitized our hands, because remember, we couldn't do it. But it was so good to see each other once again, that we forgot that we were in this crazy moment that we need to protect ourselves. So after, in the same moment, we sanitized our hands, we said, I'm sorry. And I was like, I can't wait to be able to shake his hand again. Because this is the environment where the family meets, where we talk about anything, where we accept everyone. Do you want to have a relationship with the Father? Do you want your children to have a relationship with the Father? Do you want to see your family having a relationship with the Father? Do you want to see your father, your mother, your brother, your friends having a relationship with the Father? Teach them to love the church. Do you want to see Gabriela and Natasha loving God and Father more than anything? Teach them to love the church more than anything. Because sometimes we are teaching our children to love something that Paula, Elena, we keep telling her every day, who is Jesus? And she replies, Jesus is my friend. She has no idea who is Jesus. She can't see Jesus. How can I teach her to love one another? How can I teach her to love her friends? How can I teaching her to love the church? Elena will love Jesus when I'm teaching her to love what Jesus loves. You want to have your family in the church forever? Teach them to love one another. There's no other way. We try to keep things... Let me tell you something. Levi, you want to get married, don't you? I hope so. So let me tell you something. When you're praying for your wife, and I hope she'll be Brazilian. You hurry if you are British and you are, talk to me. But if you're praying for your wife, because sometimes we have this nonsense, and we want someone just for ourselves, we want someone not to share, and we want someone that will be so devoted to me that whatever I need, this person will be there. So if you want to have a good wife, if you really want to have a good wife, you will need to understand that this good wife, Jesus will share her time with everyone. Because do you really believe that Jesus will get a good example of husband inside your house and will keep it for yourself? When there's so much need of examples of good husbands everywhere. That is a community. That is a place where we need to share our time with one another. So if you are praying that your dream, maybe you are a wife and your dream is to have your husband devoted just to yourself, the only way that will happen if it's a bad husband. If you're praying to have a husband that will be there just for you, or your children to be there just for you, the only way that will happen if it's a bad husband, because a good husband, a good wife, what did the father did, the good son? He shared the son. He gave the son. So I want my wife to be the best, and I need to potentialize every gift on her. You know what will be the consequence of it? She will be needed to go outside and teach other women how to be good wives as well. That's the place of the common. Of the place where we is the house. This place is the house. Stop taking the church to your house over there. If you are at home and if you are afraid to come to a church, I pray that God will talk to you. Because it's important that we need to understand no heavy thing, please. That's why I prayed in the beginning, that I pray the Holy Spirit can make it clear, my heart. But it's time for us to be bringing back to the church our house. The spirit of our house, because that's a place where we love one another. Simon Kath, do you love Jonah? Do you like being at home with him? Yes. The home is the best place for you to be spending time with him. This is the best place for us to be spending time with one another. And you may say, oh, but the church is not the building. I know the church is not the building. It's not the bricks. But the family is the example, is the figure. How can we identify the love of Jesus Christ? So do you know what is our challenge? I'm finishing it right now. Do you know what is our challenge? Because you may say, oh, I love one another. I love the church. I love coming to the church. But sometimes we love something that is not our family, not our house. And I'm going to give you some quotes of things you say at church that you are not brave enough to say at house. For example, Dree, how would you feel if Tim comes and you need some, you were crazy that day and there's like a lot of dishwashers to be done, and you asked him some help because it was a busy day and the kids, they need to, I don't know, and say, Tim, can you please do the dishes for me? And Tim replies, I can't because it's not my calling, or I don't have the gift for it. It might be true. It may be Adriana will have to clean everything once again. But we are brave enough to say this to our family over here. Hi, everyone. We need someone to help with the rota with kids. Oh, but I don't have a calling for helping with kids. Tell your wife you don't have a calling to help with kids. Because we are brave enough to say, or even worse, husbands or children, you made a commitment with your mother or your father or your wife to take her to have lunch on a Sunday. And Sunday you tell her, do you know I was booked to help this Sunday? But something appeared and I can't make it anymore. I hope the sofa is comfortable for you, because probably that's the place we're going to sleep. And that's what we do. We make commitments and suddenly something appears. And we just text on the Saturday afternoon or Saturday evening, I don't know, I was booked to help the worship, or I was booked to help with the kids, but I can't make it anymore because something appeared. And you don't sort out anyone else to help. Because it's not my problem, it's someone else's problem. There is a kids ministry that supports those things. You see how we don't deal with this place as we should, as our family, because we don't say those things to our family. So I start to question myself, what are the things I'm telling at church that I am not man enough to say at home? That I'm not brave enough to say to my family? Because if I understand this place is my family, that Jesus is building this place as a community place where the family gets together, I need to understand my responsibility on it. The church is the answer for the society. Because the church is the only way people will see Jesus. You are. And I look to Bob. I'm not seeing just Bob, I'm seeing Jesus. You are the manifestation of Jesus Christ on earth. And how do we relate to one another? Loving one another. Our challenge, my friend, Jesus is building his church. Jesus is building his family. And this place is the place for the family. So next time you come to this place, next time you, we have something at home. I'm finishing. I promise I'm finishing. We have something at home. We call it somehow one day of the week is for our friends, at least. We call it a Friendship Friday. It's a day that we don't think about ourselves. We cook for someone. We bake for someone. We intentionally are teaching ourselves that we don't belong to one another. I need to love. My effort, Jesus said, destroy this temple and I will rebuild it again. Look what I have done with the house of my Father. Our challenge is that this temple over here can be built and can be used and can be the place where the family lives. My responsibility is to turn this temple over here, your house. Jesus, thank you so much and help us. Because you are just looking for a place where we love one another. We're sorry because so many times we think we are protecting our family, avoiding them, to protecting them to be relating to the church. Thank you so much, Jesus, because I can bring my daughter to church this morning. From my deepest, from the deepest place of my heart, I want to thank you, Jesus, because I can bring my daughter to church this morning. Because when we were dressing to come, when she said that she was looking beautiful on her dress, we had the opportunity to say we were going to church. And she came singing to the church. And not to the building itself, but to the place where the family meets. Help us to be loving one another. We don't want to see just God. God, we just, we don't want to see just you, but we want to see the Father. And seeing the Father, we want to see the entire family. And we want to love the entire family. So help us in the name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you.